With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Vatican has announced the schedule for the final rites of the late Pope Francis. BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reports.
It all kicks off tomorrow when the coffin of Pope Francis, an open casket, will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica, and it will lie there in state for mourners and the faithful to come and see his body and pay their respects until Saturday morning, when the funeral will happen at 10 a.m. local time. It will take place in St. Peter's Basilica. There will be dignitaries, heads of state from across the world. Pope Francis will then not be buried in the Vatican. He has said that he wants to actually be buried in quite a simple ceremony on the other side of Rome at the Basilica Santa Maria Maggiore.
The Pope died yesterday at the age of 88 after a stroke. Also at SRNnews.com, on the battlefront, Russia strikes the Ukraine city Zaporizhia near a nuclear power plant, which the U.S. would like to designate as a neutral zone.
City workers and residents move and carry debris while emergency responders talk to a local resident after the attacks. The strike killed a 69-year-old woman and injured at least 23 people, including four children, according to the State Emergency Service of Ukraine. During daylight, Russia had hit the southern Ukraine city of Zaporizhia with two massive aerial glide bombs, a retrofitted Soviet weapon that for months it has used to lay waste to eastern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gunmen killing at least 20 tourists at a resort in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Two senior police officers say at least four gunmen, whom they described as militants, fired at dozens of tourists from close range. On Wall Street, all three major indexes up more than 2% now. This is SRN News. Nine Christians arrested in China.
They were holding house church services and also handing out Bibles to anyone that wanted one. Those acts are against the law in China, where the Communist Party would like to stamp out Christianity altogether. The nine believers face multi-year prison sentences and large fines. China is in the midst of a broad crackdown on religious faith that is designed to sublimate all belief systems to the government, even as it seeks to expand its influence around the world. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Mississippi Supreme Court has upheld a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. The ruling comes nearly 2 years after the 16-year-old girl who was living as a boy filed a petition to change her name to fit her gender identity. A judge denied the petition in 2023, citing the teen's lack of maturity. The Mississippi Supreme Court voted 8-1 to uphold that ruling. This is SRN News. From the foreign desk, last year's earthquake in Myanmar blamed for more than 3,700 deaths. More than 5,100 were injured. At least 120 people are still missing. But it has also caused another less lethal hardship. Applicants for Mandalay University will need to retake their entrance exams. BBC correspondent Celia Hatton explains.
It was devastating for 60,000 students living around the epicenter of last month's earthquake to learn that their test papers had been destroyed. Burmese state media say the completed test papers had been sent for marking, but they were burnt in a fire started by the quake. Teaching groups had urged Myanmar's military government to allow the students to apply for university without retaking their exams. But the junta has ordered the reset to happen in mid-June.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.